Hey, if you're listening to this right now, I just want to say thank you. I got two really encouraging emails from Mega Maker listeners this past week, and I just want to let you know that it means a lot to me that you folks listen and share the show and enjoy it. Thank you. It really means a lot to me. Sometimes you have a day where you have to get out and play. This is Mega Maker, episode 26. One of the things I'm experimenting with on this show, and really this year with my Make 100 Things challenge, is this idea that you might be pursuing somebody else's path to success. And everybody has a hero that they're trying to emulate or that they wish they could be like. And the trap is we look at what got that person to where they're at, or what we think got that person to where they're at, and we try to reverse engineer it and apply it to our own life. But the truth is, what got them there is not the same thing that will get us there. And if you could see, truly see what their life is like, you might not even want to be that person or be in their situation. So it's imperative that we remind ourselves that we need to forge our own path. We need to figure where we want to go and how we're going to get there. And following someone else's lead might actually be a slower way to achieve what we want to achieve, because we're going to be trying to replicate all these things that occurred in their lives when that doesn't make sense for us. And I think one of the reasons I'm really enjoying this current creative sabbatical that I'm on, where I'm not doing full-time consulting and I'm not doing a full-time job and I'm just working on my own little projects, I think one reason it's working is that I'm doing everything on my own terms. I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm just trying to be me. In a lot of ways, I'm trying to figure out what me is. And every month, like I said before, my income goes to zero, and I have to figure out ways to earn a living. And that's incredibly scary, but it's also incredibly freeing, because I know it's up to me. It's not like I'm trusting in someone else's path or steps to success. I have to trust in my ability to be creative, my ability to make good decisions. And if I make mistakes, and I have, that's on me. I can't blame that on some wise person up on the hill. I have to blame it on myself. What I keep realizing over and over and over again is that doing stuff is your best education. Actually, I'm just going to tweet that right now. Doing stuff is your best education. You need to try things out, experiment, ship things, fail, iterate, and embarrass yourself. Because hypotheticals are the enemy. Whenever you're thinking hypothetically this could happen, or hypothetically people are going to respond this way, or hypothetically if this works then this will work, it's not going to work. That is a recipe for failure until you get out and you actually try things out, test those assumptions. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out that your assumptions were wrong. And you could have saved yourself a lot of time and a lot of planning and a lot of thinking and a lot of stress if you'd just gotten out there and done the thing. Now, I gotta tell you guys something. I'm not sure if you noticed, but there was no show on Saturday. I didn't publish a new episode. And I was planning on it. And I actually took a small consulting gig last week. Just a little one, little, you know, part-time, 5-day engagement. But it ended up, you know, taking up the time I usually dedicate to making the show, so it didn't happen. And this is the kind of thing that gives me anxiety. For one, I'm trying to, in some ways, conform to the paths to success of other podcasts. And one of the things they say is you got to keep a consistent schedule, and if you miss one episode, no one will ever listen again. And so that was on my mind and kind of weighing me down. And I thought, okay, you know, come Monday, I'm going to really put my head down and start working. And, you know, got into the office on Monday and had a bunch of that consulting to kind of finish up on and did all the kind of normal stuff of answering email and everything. And then Monday night, I couldn't sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't get back to bed. So I just felt like writing. And I wrote a piece that I'll probably publish this week. But the next day, I'd had like 3 hours sleep, and I went to Ratio, the coffee shop that I normally go to, and people kept saying,
Justin, you look exhausted.
And every ounce of my being is trying to stay awake and trying to get some work done and just trying to hustle. You know, you're supposed to hustle and you're supposed to... Blah. But I just couldn't keep going. And so I gave up. I said, okay, rode my bike back to my place, and I had this amazing nap. And this all happened yesterday, Tuesday. Tuesday is the day where I also have to pick up my kids from school. And normally it drives me crazy because I like to get a full workday and I like to get to my office at 9 and leave around 5 o'clock. And I don't know why, it's just ingrained in me. And I get anxious when I don't get a full day's work in, even if I'm just here. Not getting much done. I have to be here till 5. I don't know why. But I woke up from this nap and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to, it was beautiful. It's like, it's May. It was May 10th and it's really hot here in Canada. Let's see, what would be the
28 Celsius to Fahrenheit.
So it's like 82.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Sun is shining. I pick up my kids from school and I say, and normally I go home and I try to get more work done and it's always like the kids need me and I'm trying to like do both. And this time I just said, hey, why don't we go to the beach? And so we went and it was amazing. And between going to the beach and hanging out with my kids and having that nap, I felt so rejuvenated today. And it made me think about this pressure we put on ourselves to always be going, always be moving, always be hustling, and how sometimes the best thing you can do for your creative self is to say, you know what, I'm just going to relax. We're not doing ourselves any favors if we're just grinding ourselves into the ground. So yes, we've got to work. We've got to get things done. We've got to, you know, set deadlines and shoot for them. But on the other hand, that this kind of mindless grinding isn't helpful in the long term or even in the short term. All right, last week I promised you an update on the current Maker Project. I've teamed up with my friend Marty Dill and we're working on a project called remoteworkers.club. And I said last episode that I would have a revenue update for you. So did that happen? You just heard how my week went. You know, were we able to get anything done? Well, let me call Marty. Now, first, some of you are complaining about that Skype ringtone I use. So instead of me having the real sound effect, I'll just do it myself.
Bring, bring.
Hey.
Hey, Marty. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How are you?
Just going to close the door here. So we got a paying customer.
A customer, one of many, hopefully. Let's not stop at one. Thinking we should go for maybe two or three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 or 3,000.
2 or 3,000 would be great. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to have that sent out a lot earlier, and I realized that last week on the podcast I said I would have a revenue update for people. And so I'm like, I got to do this today. I got to do this right now. And so I just did it. Yeah, so one paying customer, someone else tried to order and they got a suspicious transaction notification from their bank.
Ha, that's awesome.
Because Remote Workers is out of the country.
Huh.
I'm going to email this to them. A few interesting things. Well, first of all, let me explain what I did. I set up a MailChimp automation that emails them. The first email they get is saying, thanks so much for joining. We're still building the app, but in the meantime, we want to get you going. There's two things you need to do. One is update your profile, and it just takes them to the MailChimp profile. asks them for online resume, online portfolio if they have it, and then to choose their programming language. Incidentally, because remember how we said we were going to focus on software developers first?
Yep.
The only two replies I got from that email I just sent out were both designers asking if...
Time to pivot.
So I'm going to update that. Here's a question, actually. Do you think... Because I just realized how crazy this is. Do you think you would sign up for a beta like this where you can't see screenshots or anything?
Probably not, to be honest. I'd be like, where is the actual product, man? Show me some screens.
So what we're asking people to do is actually pretty crazy.
Take a leap of faith. Sign up.
Yeah, take the leap of faith. Hey, so it's me again. It just hit me how crazy it is that there are some folks already on our waiting list that trust us enough that they were willing to join this beta without having seen the app that we're building. And to start, we're going to be doing everything manually. We're going to be interviewing them manually over the phone. We're going to be filling out their profile manually and starting to make matches with potential employers. And the reason I love this is, first of all, it shows that people really, really want it. They're willing to pay for it even without having seen it. And number two, it's going to give us a sense of what is really at stake here. What are we really going to be providing for these folks? What do they really need? What is it actually, how does it manifest itself? And so in this paid beta period, we're going to be able to figure all that stuff out. So the last thing Marty and I did on our call, and we try to do this every week, is set goals for next Wednesday when we talk again.
Yep.
So if we're going to set some goals for next Wednesday, what do you think is reasonable? My goal is to go through these 10 calls and start. Yeah. I'm going to also start doing the employers, like going out and finding employers and just sending people initial emails just so that there's that feeling of like, this is what it would look like to be getting passive remote job offers from us.
Yep. Yep.
What do you think you can accomplish in the next week?
I don't know. What should I attempt to accomplish? I can finish ripping out all the stuff we don't need, maybe.
Yeah, I think...
Start working on ChargeBee.
I think if you could start working on ChargeBee, that would be good. Seeing how we can... Because the sooner we can integrate that, the better. That would be huge, actually. If there is some sort of sync over the ChargeBee API, it would be better if we do that and sync existing members...
Rather than creating them. Yeah.
Yeah, and then duplicating them. So if you could look into that and see what it would take and start working on it, I'll wait until we sync before I start filling out their profile.
Yep, sounds good.
And then next Wednesday, let's touch base again. And I think if we've accomplished those things, first of all, we'll know more about our customer. We'll know more about what they're looking for.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the piece that we got to figure out.
Sweet.
Anything else we should talk about?
Game at 7 tonight.
Okay.
Be there, be square.
Volleyball. I'm going to just tell all the podcast listeners that our team is awesome and we've won every game.
They'll never know the truth.
All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thanks again for listening. Thanks also to everybody that left a review. Megamaker.co/review. You can go to iTunes, click 5 stars. Really helps other people find the show. This music that you're listening to right now, striker-metal.com, and the podcast is hosted by simplecast.fm. If you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I would love it if you did. I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin, M-I, Justin. Folks, I may go to once a week for this show, so if you don't get a show on Saturday, that's what's going on. Check back on Wednesday for the next chapter. Talk to you soon. Bye.